sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
It's September in interior Alaska, and hundreds of lesser sandhill cranes are feeding at Kramer's Field in Fairbanks. The cranes stand almost 3 feet tall and boast a 6-foot wingspan. Geese are mixed in with the cranes, and all the birds are fueling up for their big fall migration south.
The cranes at Kramer's Field are part of the mid-continent population of sandhill cranes, a group defined by their summer nesting areas in the Arctic and their winter feeding areas in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Oklahoma, and northern Mexico. There are about 500,000 lesser sandhill cranes in the mid-continent population, nesting from north-central Canada, across Alaska, and into eastern Siberia. In mid-September, about 200,000 mid-continent cranes pass through the Tanana Valley near Delta Junction. These cranes follow an inland route north of the Alaska Range through the Tanana Valley and into the Yukon. They head east of the Continental Divide and then south through the Great Plains to their wintering areas in the southwest.
When taking off, flocks of cranes ascend in great circling columns, riding thermal currents of rising air, then form into V formations. They fly very high and are generally daylight and fair weather migrants, covering as many as 350 miles in a day. For Sounds Wild, I'm Kathy Hawker.
And I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.